The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's a new message from doctors that every one of us can be an emergency medic, and it doesn't require you to blow into a stranger's mouth. More after this. Most of us know the CPR drill, or we think we do, which is why New York Presbyterian Hospital has launched a campaign called Hands Only CPR, How to Save a Life in 3 Steps.
Step one, check. If you don't see any breathing or movement, it is serious. Step two, call 911 immediately. Step three, compress.
And that's it. The idea is to remind all of us that the key is just to push hard in the center of the chest.
Hands-only CPR is standard now. You don't have to do mouth-to-mouth.
Dr. Holly Anderson is a cardiologist at New York Presbyterian.
Too many people are dying because communities don't react. We want to empower people to know what to do, how to respond.
And it works. As CBS's Nikki Batiste found out.
This is Ashley Newman, a young, healthy dancer during rehearsal last year. Minutes later, she was in cardiac arrest.
I was putting my things away, and that's the last memory that I have, and then I woke up in the hospital.
The 32-year-old's heart began beating irregularly, triggered by exercise.
You were not moving, not breathing, not talking, and your face had gone completely purple.
Her dance instructor called 911 while two others started hands-only CPR.
Ashley got to the hospital in time. She recovered, and doctors dealt with her heart problem by implanting a defibrillator.
I couldn't help but notice this heartbeat necklace.
Yeah, my necklace. A nice reminder.
And 1 year later, she's back to dancing.
It felt amazing, and it was a really special moment because I really didn't think I would ever dance again.
All because someone nearby remembered the 3 steps.
Step three, compress.
Simpler than you think. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.